Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 268. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 268. Let all things be exactly as they are. Let me not be your critic, Lord, today, and judge against you. Let me not attempt to interfere with your creation and distort it into sickly forms. Let me be willing to withdraw my wishes from its unity, and thus to let it be as you created. For thus will I be able also to recognize myself as you created me. In love was I created, and in love will I remain forever. What can frighten me when I let all things be exactly as they are? Amen. Let not our sight be blasphemous today, nor let our ears attend to lying tongues. Only reality is free of pain. Only reality is free of loss. Only reality is wholly safe, and it is only this we seek today. Let all things be exactly as they are. The first line of the lesson talks about being a critic and judging against. And when I sit with, let all things be exactly as they are, I wonder, how do I do that? And I do that by becoming selfless. I do it by returning to the remembrance of who I am, that I am the awareness of what is happening. I'm not what is happening, I am the awareness of it. The lesson says only reality is free of pain. Only in returning to the remembrance that I am the awareness, am I free of pain. It's only when I attach to the outcome of a situation that I suffer. If it doesn't go my way, I suffer. And so my way is being selfish. Selflessly, I have no way. I am simply the observer, the awareness. And in that, there is no pain. And in that, I am free of loss. In selflessness, I am not attached to the outcome. And when I am in a position to allow all things to be exactly as they are, because I am being selfless, that is when I am truly safe. When I allow myself to separate off from the awareness and take on an identity, that's when I start to feel suffering, pain, loss, and unsafe. He is asking me today to remember the truth of what I am. I am not this dream figure. I am the one in awareness of the dream figure. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to be selfless. to recognize that the only thing that matters is the giving and receiving of love, which I do through forgiveness. Forgiving myself for forgetting the truth of what I am, and forgiving all those around me when they forget the truth of what they are. Help me to remember I am the awareness. I am not the dream figure. It's only when I slip into identifying with the dream figure that I have the idea to judge or think otherwise. Help me today to return to my truth, moment by moment. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds. We observe the breath, not attached to it, just watching it like an observer. Noticing it is not us, it just is. We look at our willingness to let go of everything that we thought defined us. And we slip into selflessness, asking the inner guide to lead us to the experience of the peace at our core and our selflessness. Thank you for joining with me today and remembering we are selfless. Namaste.